So now look, we're figuring things out here. This is the Fully Tilted Pod, and we are going to hopefully stay consistent. That's the main goal. But monkeytilt.com, go read all the fucking information, whatever it is. That's the only place you're playing. If you gamble online, if you don't fucking play with us, you're dead to me. And I think I'm supposed to say something with a disclaimer. But fuck it. Monkeytilt.com is now available in select countries. We are matching up to $500 deposits. All right, so download the mobile app on Google Play and App Store and head to mtfantasy.com. That's what I got to say.
To Aria. All right, we're ready to go, T?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, brother. Tyreek Hill, good to see you. Get first go around. We were supposed to sit down. You kind of bailed on me a little bit. I was a little upset.
Why?
Because, no, I just didn't. You told me. You were like, hey, yeah, come down, meet me. And then we had some issues. Like, does your team have an issue with me or no?
No, they don't have an issue with you.
They just think I'm a little risky around the edges? Or?
Yeah, they just think you're kind of a risk.
Yeah, but why is that? That's what I always wonder about myself. Like, you think why would I be a risk?
You know what? I have no idea. You know, but I know from our personal relationships, we cool, though. Like, I can't tell you how, you know, somebody else feels. So
that makes sense.
So, yeah.
So, are you good? I want to make sure, because here's the deal. I'm reading a lot of stuff. I don't want to get personal in your personal life here.
Uh-huh.
What is going on with, can I be direct?
I mean.
We're not going to get into it. Okay. I just want to know, are you getting a divorce, or how does that work?
Nah. So, me and wifey, we're okay. Okay. We are not getting a divorce. We just kind of went through like a little rough patch. You feel me? Yeah, it happens, man. Life is ups and downs, but you know, we were able to, you know, work out our differences and, you know, come together as a team. Mm-hmm. Cause obviously she's the quarterback and I'm still the receiver. So, yeah, we worked everything out that we needed to work out and, you know, you fix yourself.
Yeah. Relationships are tough. I got, you know, especially if you guys are, you're such a superstar and you have all these people probably throwing themselves at you and whatever. And right at the end of the day, it's like, that's how it works.
Yeah, it is.
So
it
to
is.
Stay focused is a very difficult thing.
It is.
There's temptation all around you. And you're like, she's a very beautiful woman.
Yeah.
You're a very beautiful man. No H word, but I'm saying.
Appreciate that.
You know, so it's like, it's tough because people are always throwing themselves at you. And I wish I had that problem.
Yeah, it does get tough, man. But I will say, you know, the married life is like the best thing that could have ever happened, you know, for myself, man. Because, you know, I had the best year of my career. I cleaned myself up a lot from partying, from just being outside in Miami, you know, hanging out with people that I'm not supposed to hang out with. And, you know, I really focused on my career, you know, which is like the breadwinner. And it paid off dividends, man. It paid off a lot, man. And it really showed what a man can really do if he just focus on what's most important. And that's his family. So
it makes sense, too, because, you know, my strategy on all is I don't live the structure of life as you do.
Yeah.
You know, as you can tell by the open bottles on the table spread across.
Yeah,
there.
I kind of see that. Yeah.
My buddy gives you, comes up as you ask for a drink and he just hands you an open bottle of tequila to Tyreek Hill, one of the best NFL players, the best NFL player, I'd say.
Come on, man.
Is that what you're saying right now? You say you're the best NFL player in the league right now? I know there's so many different positions, but you think you're the best in the league receiver?
It's a lot of good guys in the league, man. I will say I'm the best in my position. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But as far as in the league, it's a lot of good guys in the league, man.
Mm-hmm. So you're here in Vegas, you're here with wifey.
Yeah.
Is there any partying involved whatsoever? And does wifey like to go out and party a little bit as well? She says she wants to party. Are you jumping in on board?
Yeah. Like, we do things together. Like, whenever I'm about to, you know, go out or whatever, I make sure I ask her first. You know what I'm saying? If she don't feel like going, then obviously, you know, the next question got to be is, you know, do you want me to go alone? And if she, like...
You don't want her going alone to a club, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah.
She got everybody...
Yeah, she's not going to the club alone.
That doesn't... So that's a good point. That's what I want to know, because I agree.
I'm on that ass.
You have to.
Okay, if she go to the club, I'm on her ass like white on rice.
Yeah, you got to kind of hold your ground.
I'm in her skin.
It's the same thing with, like, personal trainers. You can't have a male personal trainer in there, right?
Oh, nah, for sure. I'm her one and only trainer, massage therapist and everything. Okay. Like, I'm a chef, whatever she need. I cook buck naked, too, so...
No way, really?
Yeah, like, I'm cooking like Melvin off Baby Boy.
Why don't you ever drop like an OnlyFans or something and do like a cooking show on OnlyFans?
See, the problem with dropping an OnlyFans is, like, I don't want to end up like what just happened to Drake.
What happened to Drake?
Like, I don't want to go viral.
Oh. Yeah, you're not just looking for viral. You have a football career.
Exactly.
But exactly. At the end of your career, you're gonna get a little more risky, you think?
Nah, probably not, man. I'm so old fashioned. I was raised by my grandparents. I'm so old fashioned, man. Mm-hmm. I just wanna live a traditional life, go to church on Wednesday and Sunday, come home and, you know, make love to my wife. Missionary.
Really?
Yeah, missionary.
Oh, we have something in common.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Love it, that's man. All I don't switch up.
That's
I mean,
all, that's
I,
awesome, right?
Very, you know what it is? The thing with missionary is it's just quick, simple, and easy. May not be the most enjoyable for the other party, but at the end of the day, I have shit I have to get done.
Yeah, I think she enjoys 195 pounds on top of her. Yeah,
but so you probably have more stamina because you play in the NFL. I guess not easily.
I wouldn't say that. I'm more of a rabbit kind of guy. What are we even talking about right now?
We're just shooting the shit. Yeah, we're just shooting the shit. Just a relaxing conversation. Like we're just sitting. That's how I always like podcasts to be. Is just kind of just random, relaxing. You know, have a cocktail, enjoy. We're in Vegas. Man, there's just no fucking rules here. I live here.
There are no rules, man.
Are you doing all appearances? Because you're probably out here. There's got to be some money to be making, you know, outside of football here in Vegas. There's a lot of opportunity during this week. So are you collecting bag after bag?
Well, obviously, I'm not here to cheer the Chiefs on.
Okay, all right.
Nah, I'm joking. I actually am here, you know, for a few appearances. You
What's
know,
an meet. Appearance from Tyreek Hill cost?
So
I didn't have to
I got
shit,
one
by the way.
To show up for like $50K.
Mm.
So that's just one.
But and you just walk in and they give, well, they probably obviously you handle it with your people, but did you have to do anything?
It's like a little, I just go in there, act like, you know, just be me, man. Mm-hmm. You know, be funny, have a good time and just smile and wave, just like the penguins off Madagascar.
Do you get annoyed people coming up to you in public or no?
Nah, I don't, man. I'm kind of leaning into that presence, man, because I feel like the more you embrace it, like the better it will be. Like this is everything I dreamed of. As a kid, I always dreamed of being noticed by people. You know what I'm saying? So this is everything God blessed me with. And I'm very grateful for it. And, you know, sometimes it can be, you know, overwhelming, you know, from my standpoint, because people don't understand what I'm going to, but at the same time, do I gotta be mindful that, you know, I inspire a lot of people and a lot of people like look up to me, you know what I'm saying, as a role model, and I'm their favorite player, and I fucking won them thousands of dollars off fantasy. So it's like, I feel like sometimes I'm obligated to do it. So I just do it, man.
What do you usually go, would you go in the draft usually, what was for fantasy? Were you ever, I mean, it differentiates for everyone, but Jefferson was supposed to be number one on all the draft charts, cool. Right? That guy, Justin, JJ?
Justin Jefferson.
He was the number one guy that was picked, right?
Yeah, like a lot of
people. What happened to him? I didn't even hear his name this year.
Nah, like my boy Jay Jettis, he got hurt, man, but he ended the season strong, though. Like he ended the season with 1,000 yards, like with like 7 games, which is crazy. You feel me? He just got hurt, man.
So Super Bowl is coming up. Got to get your prediction in. Who's winning the Super Bowl?
I got to go Chiefs all day, man. And the reason why I go to Chiefs is because A, they got Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. B, they got Travis Kelce. And the way that Coach Reed coaches that team, how prepared they're going to be, you know, fundamentally, they're going to be so, like, everything is going to be on point. You feel me? Like, we seen it against the Baltimore Ravens. Like, the Ravens are clearly the better team than the Chiefs. But they just got our coach, man. And then just adding in Patrick Mahomes and Kelce, and then that defense that flies around, Snead making plays, Chris Jones making plays. Mm-hmm. Like, they got a real good team. Like, they got a real, like, when I look at that team, I'm like, yeah, that's a real good team.
He's kind of out of shape. Did you see that picture of Mahomes' body? Was that just that? Because you played with him, obviously.
Man, same. Mahomes always
he's
kind of
like
out of shape.
A little fat and out of shape a little bit.
Mahomes, he just built like that. But when he on that field, it's like, can't nobody catch him though. Like it's like sneaky. You feel me? You look at him. He built like Ben Roethlisberger, but then like once he put on the pads, he like can run like a 4.5 automatically. It's like what?
You miss playing for KC?
Do I miss playing for KC?
Yeah, you miss playing for Kansas City. Truthfully,
nah.
You like Miami better?
And that's truthful though. And that's real truthful though. And I say that because of, you know what I'm saying, like my kids, my family. You know what I'm saying? Everybody enjoys Miami.
It's a fun place to
even,
go.
You know what I'm saying? I enjoy playing in Miami because the weather's great. Obviously, I'm one of the highest paid. That's good when you're like, when you get a promotion in your workspace. And just everything about Miami, man, there's so much to do, man. Like from food, from just stars coming to the city every day, concerts, just everything, man. Just the people are beautiful.
Yeah.
It's amazing, man.
What's your go-to restaurant when you take wifey out for a little
Oh, we going to Queen. Been to Queen?
No.
So Queen is like this movie theater. It's right on South Beach. It's like beautiful, man. They do like all kind of fancy shows, you know, people falling from the ceiling, whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Nice food, man.
Yeah. There's a good place. You ever been to Delilah out here?
Yeah, I have.
Delilah's a spot. They put on a live show and all that stuff. It's a great date place.
You know, somebody was just telling me about Delilah chicken tenders.
They're unbelievable. They're Dana actually recommended it. Dana was like, you got to go there. You got to have the fucking chicken.
Why does everybody talk about the chicken?
Because they are really good. I'll give you, actually, you know what? Not as much as the hype, but they're still great chicken fingers at Delilah.
So 1 out of 10. Give me 1 out of 10.
I mean,
10 being the best, obviously.
I think probably like a 9.
A 9?
Yeah,
for
9
chicken tenders?
Yeah, they're really good. They're really good. You should go in and check it out. It's not bad.
Man.
What was the issue with the last game you guys played? Why did they beat you guys?
You talking about the Chiefs?
Yeah. Why did they win that football game?
We just were like, I feel like as a, like defense did their thing. You know, I feel like defense gave us enough chances to win that game, obviously. But offensively, it's just one of those things that, and this is for towards the end of the season. You feel me? And the game I got hurt, man, like I really took some steps back and like that kind of like messed me up mentally. You feel me?
What do you mean? Explain.
As far as like, I'm a speed guy. You feel me? So my job is to always be fast. My job is to always be like the quickest, the fastest, always the guy that's running around the field. And I feel like the injury that I had late in the season, and I don't make excuses, the injury that I had late in the season, that kind of like messed me up a little bit because I wasn't able to move how I wanted to move. You feel me? Because early in the season, I'm out there in the games, no spat, no nothing. I'm balling, I'm doing my thing, catching the ball, all hands. But later in the season, it got like where, like I'm on one leg at this point. And it's like, bro, like,
right. What are the defense, because they knew you, right? Kansas City knows your game, right?
Yeah.
So what did the defense do in that game to kind of
slow it down?
Because you only had, how many yards did you ever receive in that game?
I only had 62 yards.
62 yards.
And it.
You had one big one, right?
I had a big one, but what the Chiefs do, they do a good job of playing two high safety, either cover two or cover four or two man. And they played that literally the whole game. You feel me? And that's really what all teams do to us. Because teams don't want to get beat down the field, so they play two safeties, you know what I'm saying, down the field. So,
hey, Noah, we're in the middle of a fucking interview. You're over here making...
Noah, we're in the middle of a freaking interview.
With four margaritas here for because, you know, I know you're a healthy guy, but that's our gift for the coming on the podcast. We can't pay $50,000 over here to... Yeah, I'll snag that. Thanks, brother. So is that... So who... Because that's going to be frustrating, right? You're... But you find a way to get open and all that. But you got to be doubled all the time and different coaches throwing different schemes.
Yeah,
and all
man.
That.
Like it was one play I got triple in the Kansas City Chiefs game. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? But I think it's great, man. That just goes to show that their coaching staff has a lot of respect, you know, for what I've done in my career. But Spags, he's one of a kind though. Like the way he orchestrates that defense, the way he got them young guys flying to the ball. And
Chris, how's your shit talking game?
I don't talk shit during the game.
Really?
Not for real, though. Unless
you got to,
like,
talk a little bit of shit. Come on.
Unless a guy is really like talking shit to me, but that really gets me going, though. Like when a guy talks shit to me, that really gets me going. Like some of my better games in my career, like the games I went crazy, like when I was in KC, I played against the Rams. I played against the Buccaneers. Those DBs was talking trash pregame, and those were some of the games that I went crazy in. But when guys don't talk trash, it's more of a like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm still going to go crazy.
You use that as fuel.
Yeah.
Who's a big shit talker out there this year?
Besides my teammate, Jalen Ramsey, because I mean, this is our first year being on the same team. Let me think.
Oh, yeah. You guys had, didn't you have a little beef there or something?
No, there was no beef, man. The best shit talker, probably, it can be any position.
Any fucking position you want.
Let me see.
This year, who really fucking talked shit to you this year that fucked with our guy?
I ain't gonna lie, Patrick Queen from the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, but he's a scary dude.
Yeah, he was talking a lot of trash.
Kind of things is he saying?
Nah, he was just basically
like,
saying,
fuck your mother and all like disrespectful stuff like that. I'm not being a dick. I'm saying that people go to that level. People go to that level, right? Sometimes.
Nah, you wanna know what's crazy though? Like, so I know some guys that done told some guys that they're never mind, I ain't even gonna say that.
No, it's okay. Because you're not, it's okay to say because you're not saying any names. So it's like you're not like, you know.
Is
Like, I feel like, you know.
Bro, trash talking can get weird in the NFL.
Like, I'll bang in the ass or some weird shit like
that. Yeah, I done heard stories where guys done told guys that they'll do some things to their private parts.
Like, I'll rip your dick off. That's not bad.
No, not
in a sexual way.
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, that's a little go too far.
But I would never do that, though.
Yeah.
Because that's like.
Exactly. But maybe that's their technique because you don't do that. Maybe they're like, oh, fuck, I actually don't want to fuck with this guy.
Yeah.
And so you'll stay away from it a little bit.
If that's your technique of succeeding, I don't.
Cheers, by the way.
Yeah, man.
What about the video games? You're a big gamer. We talk about it all the time. I know it gets boring probably to talk about, but what's the game of choice right now? What are you playing?
Right now, I'm playing Madden.
I thought that was the reason for the divorce.
I'm playing Madden and Fortnite.
I thought that was the reason, too much video game time.
It probably was, though. Like, she was like, you're not spending enough time with me. You need to get off that game.
She's giving that look right now.
Yeah, but, you know, Fortnite and Madden is life, though.
Yeah.
Playing the PC is life.
Oh, you use PC? You don't use an actual console?
No, I use PC.
What's the difference? They say it's better if you're like
the frames are better. You know, like, you get faster frame rate, if I'm saying that right.
You ever play with big, like, streamers?
Yeah, I play with Ninja. I play with Tfue. I done played with some big guys before.
Mm-hmm. And you have your own streaming stuff? I play with you. I left the room. Remember?
I don't remember that. Oh, yeah. You know what? I do remember that.
You mean you don't fucking remember that?
Bro,
it was a very special moment for me.
You were so fucking bad that...
I embarrassed you. Tyreek invited me to play Fortnite, and I came in, and I didn't know what I was doing. And they were all, like, experts building fucking houses and shit. I would just walk up the battlefield and just be target practice. And I would get picked the fuck off, and they were all talking shit.
You were terrible.
I was like, you know, I felt like the loser in the group, so I left. I just exited.
Hey, good thing you're funny, because gaming is not what you do, my boy.
No, it's not
at
all.
For real.
It's not at all. So what's the plan tonight? What are we doing? We all going out in Vegas tonight? You got to play some blackjack. I want to take you to meet, because you know Dana White?
Yeah.
So there's an episode dropping today or tomorrow. Me, him, Kyle, Steiny, all of us on one podcast finally. After a year and a half, I haven't been on that show. Came back. And let's just say he ran his mouth pretty good.
Well, welcome back, man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, welcome shit back. Had to get done. Business had to get handled. And we've handled business. You don't want to ever go to war with your friends. You know what I mean?
No, you don't do that.
You know, but it was business at the same time. I still fucked with those guys. But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to let somebody get a one-up on me if I'm right.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to let it go at some point.
You got to. Like, because that's what men do. Like, we don't hold on to grudges.
No. But you still, you got to flex for a minute. And say, stand your ground. And then.
I mean, just take it to the cage, bro. And that's why I want to meet Dana White. I want to get in the cage. Either I want to get in the cage or I want to box.
Okay, so we can do that. We can introduce you to Dana tonight, and we can talk about a fight. But here's the deal. I set things up. That's what I do. So who are we fighting? We need to come in strong with a card on who we're fighting.
I don't know. I think my first fight need to be like Jake Paul or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
You could. I don't know. He might. He's getting. Is he as tough as he looks?
I don't think so, bro.
Can you have hands?
Yes, bro. I grew up boxing.
Really?
Yes, bro.
You do it in your spare time?
No, I don't do it no more.
Why not?
I don't do it no more, bro.
Enough head trauma with the NFL shit?
Bro, are you trying to say I got CTE, bro?
No, I don't think you're there. I don't think you're there.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
You got your shit together.
It's just, I be spending most of my time traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I like traveling the world, man. Like, I went to the Maldives, Tokyo.
I thought you said you went to the mall. I was like, what? That's not traveling.
I'll be all over the place, man.
Yeah.
Netherlands.
Is CTE real?
Is CTE real?
Yeah, I'm asking you. I haven't done a real deep study about it. I mean, is it real?
I don't know, bro. Like, a lot of people say it's real. I don't believe it's real. Why do you ask that, though? Like, you think
I don't know, because I read about it every fucking day. I read about it every day. It's like CTE, CTE. So I'm with a slot receiver. Are you a slot receiver?
I play offense.
You play offense with a guy who runs across the middle of the guy a
there
lot and gets fucking plowed in the head all the time. So I'm asking him fucking, why wouldn't I bring up CTE?
See, I don't know, man, because I rarely get tackled though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm one of them smart ones that like either run out of bounds or fall.
Mm-hmm. Is Tua is a good guy?
Yeah, Tua's a great guy.
Cool. That was a great question, wasn't it? Me and Tyreek planned this an hour ago. We're just kind of just shooting.
Yeah,
shit.
I think Tua is like very underrated, though. I think a lot of people don't want to give him credit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard for him to see him have success. You know what I'm saying? Right now, though, but mm-hmm. But me just being with him, you know, for 2 years now, and just seeing how he prepares, seeing how far, he's come and everything he's been through, He's a dog, bro.
Your head coach is a character too. That guy, what's his name? Mike.
Who?
Your head coach. Mike.
Oh, I don't fuck with him.
What?
I don't fuck with him, bro.
I was going to say, he kind of, I don't know. He's a little bit, Mike McDaniel is a little, he's a little weird to me. Some people love him. Some people.
No, I'm joking. I love coach.
Oh, me too.
I was feeling like AB right there.
Yeah, Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I don't fuck with him.
He's a character. But his antics that he is, he does all these press conferences and stuff, is the same in the locker room, which you kind of dialed
back. He's the real deal though. Like what you see is what you get every day though. Like the energy, the big shoes that he enjoys wearing, and that's just his personality, bro.
It would be hard to be a head coach and try and manage all these millionaires that have huge egos and just or whatever. And
I don't think so, bro. Like if you, because it's all about building a team and building team chemistry. Like he understand by bringing certain guys here, you know what I'm saying? Like certain leaders to this team, like other guys would gravitate under them, you know what I'm saying? And those guys would want to win. That's why he brought myself, Jalen, Teron Armstead, and other guys, you know, inside of that locker room, you know what I'm saying? To help those younger guys out. So far, it's been good, though. I think a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, they want to win now. And I totally understand that. We want to win now, too, though. But y'all got to understand, it's the NFL, man.
Yeah. Like, it's like anything else, too. It's like building long-term. Exactly. You know, sometimes you have to play the long game.
Exactly, man. Like, our head coach is tremendous, man. Like, how he is able to be a player's coach, but at the same time, you know, be able to coach us and get us better at what we do, because most of us are all pros, and it's like you say, we got egos.
Yeah, it's
got
to be impossible to manage that. Like, but imagine me yelling at Tyreek Hill as a coach and be like, get your shit together. You make $25 million a year. And you're like, it would be hard to do that.
But let me tell you about Coach, though. Coach understands how to, you know, deal with, you know, certain people. Like, he knows, like, he understands who he can call out and who he can't. Like, me, he'll call out all day. Because he know that at the end of the day, I don't want to be called out. He know that Reek don't want
to
be.
He has to pull you in the back room, like, hey, Tyreek, I got to talk to you.
No, nah, it's not even that. It's like, if he called me out in front of the whole team, it's like, damn, I don't want to be on that film no more, because my pride.
That's what makes it hard. See that? That's what makes it hard. Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm talking about. That's the ego thing. It's like, and that's that. He just nailed it right there. Like, see what he just said? He said, if he says something to me, it's going to fucking fuck my head up.
And he has to manage. Fuck my head up. It's going to make me not want to be on that film no more. So if I drop a pass and he showed the whole team that, or if I run the wrong route, you feel me? And he showed the whole team that, I'm going to make sure I'm on my P's and Q's and making sure that I make the next play. You know what I'm saying? My next play going to be a touchdown.
So he didn't put that play up there when that dude checked you and KC?
Yeah, he put that up there.
Really? Yeah. Wow, that's a bad way to end the season, I'll tell you. Nah. So he did it at the end of the season? Or was that because that clip I saw when he...
That didn't move me, though. You feel me? Because
you slipped. It was a wet
because, field. Like, I feel like that happens to a lot of players in the league. You feel me? And, like, if teams are playing you a certain way, then... You really got to be able to understand football, you know what I'm saying, to understand what happened on that play. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, that wasn't man-to-man coverage. That was a fucking cover two. His job is to fucking just full out tackle me. So.
Yeah. You think Taylor Swift's attractive?
Who, Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
I don't compliment on another man's woman.
I don't either. And that's a rule of mine. You know what's funny?
What?
I will never fuck a girl that has a boyfriend or a husband.
Why not?
Well, maybe I'm doing the wrong thing.
I don't even know if I'm supposed to be talking about this right now, but you should.
No, but you're not talking about it. I am.
Okay.
So but it's like, you can't get in trouble. I'm talking. You're just in the room. That's what people get. Like, you're just not going to be like associated. Tyreek talks about, like, no, I'm just, sometimes I need to hit it, like, talk to my boys about certain things that I have viewpoints. So I'm just saying, I don't, as a single guy, like, imagine if you were hypothetically single one, right? Whatever, right? Hypothetically.
Right.
You're not. But at the end of the day, like, I just, it's a deal breaker for me because I had a chick switch up on me, which I've talked about for the past 2 years, like a psychopath on the internet, and haven't stopped and ruined a lot of my career over it. But at the end of the day, I just can't, because I've gone through having to deal with another guy plowing my chick. You don't have to comment on that. I just had to get that out there.
You said another guy was plowing your chick?
Yeah, dude. It was multiple times. It was very hard. It was a very rough year of Tyreek.
Bro, why didn't you?
I'm good now. Bro, I checked out of all that. I dealt with.
You said broke up with the girl?
I had to let her go. There was too many dicks.
Nah, bro, you got to go put hands on him.
No, because it's not the dude's fault. If the dude knew and it was my boy or something like that, then we have an issue. But if it's a random guy, I'm not going to be like, hey, like, fucking, like, no. It's just like, I don't blame him. She's fucking smoking hot. It's on her. It's not on him. What I will do though is I'll ask the dude. I'll be like, "Hey, what the fuck happened?" And if he doesn't tell me the truth, then there's some scary guys that show up, rip him outside, duct tape his mouth, put him in a van, and then
there you go, put him in a van,
and then he gets put back into his place. You know what I mean? Damn. Is that a little too aggressive?
That kind of hurts, bro.
I'm joking, but I'm making that up.
I never had my heart broke like that.
You've never had your heart broke?
I never had my heart broke.
Oh, man, this card is hanging on by a string bean right now. But I'm good now. It's repairing. So, because then I moved to Vegas. And
now you're a bachelor.
Now I'm living in a bachelor pad, just chilling right in the heart of, I thought I was going one direction in life, you know, and then I ended up going another direction. So we're right in the heart of it all. But there's a lot, like I met like the other day an escort that was really nice, but I didn't know she was an escort until later in the night when I got propositioned in the room. And then I just asked her to leave.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You learn a lot from your friends.
But.
What's an escort again?
An escort is a hooker. And it's like something that like I don't really fuck with. But at the end of the day, I met this girl and I was such an idiot. Like I was like, just because my first night in Vegas, I came from Boston. It's like nice and quiet, normal there. And I go out. And I meet this girl. She's nice, you know, beautiful girl.
So I got a question for you then.
Yes, of course. Yes. Thank you.
How long does it last though? Like, as far as like you continuing to do that, because
the pain of the prior stuff, I'm just getting out of my system right now. So I was loyal. I'm loyal to a T, right? So if I give my word on something, and this is what fucking Dana White can say whatever the fuck he wants and run his mouth. All right, Dana, mm-hmm. Fucking cocksucker. Anyways,
fucking Dana.
Wait till you see this shit. But anyway, at the end of the day, I forget your question. What was the question again?
Like, how long does it last? Like, of you just out here just living your life like that,
brother? I work 24/7.
All right.
So my time is I work from the morning, and no one will tell you. I work from the morning, putting shit together. I have so many different things I'm moving behind the scenes and all that. Not all just content. Like, I don't even care about this shit. This is just stuff that kind of keeps you out there and stuff. I like doing the behind the scenes, like setting deals up and introducing people that I know, big people, putting them in the same room. This is why you guys work. This is why you guys work together. And I enjoy that.
Right.
That's my passion. I like to more. It's, for some reason, I like the fucking agent side of things.
Right.
I just enjoy it. I like doing deals. And so, I mean, I am fucking recently out of a relationship that was very impactful. Like it was very, so I'm just going nuts for a month. Just going and just a different chick every night. I don't like sleeping alone, and I'm every night just gonna go through the thing and go through my fucking phase of just getting this out of my system.
Okay, so my next question is, I mean, does it get lonely? Because
does it get lonely? I gotta stare at fucking Noah all day. What do you think?
As far as like you not like, say if you do come home at night, like does it get lonely though?
Of course it does, bro. Like I hate. I just told you I fucking hate sleeping alone, not next to, you know, because you're used to that bond with somebody,
and you want to sleep next to a stranger.
Well, no, there's times I do. Like, there's very few, you know how it is. Guys, once you, like, you either make a quick decision real quick if you like them or not. And that's, I know you're an NFL player, so I'll take it easy. But I'm saying at the end of the day,
nah,
you know,
go ahead, bro.
Okay, well, when you do that thing after, you're just either, there's two things. You're either like, I need to end this now and figure a way to get out of this. Or there's like, all right, I can tolerate being around this person. And it's the same thing as a girl. Like,
you just got to get goddamn one of your homeboys to call you. And so you got to go do something.
No, dude, this is what I do. So that's why my guy before, Brett hasn't really experienced this. Noah hasn't experienced this yet, but I had a guy who works for me by my side 24/7.
Yeah.
Right? Always there, awake on my schedule, by my side. And he'll do the whole pull the fire alarm thing, you know?
Right.
Like just kind of get me out of the situation.
That's wild.
Because it's too much liability, you know? Like, because that's why I agree with like, I always had one girl by my side. Because
that's how you're supposed to live.
Well, I had one girl by my side because it's just like less liability. Think about it. If you're up in Vegas and you're fucking all these girls, it's like, you know, look, watch what happens. Watch what happened.
Yeah.
Somebody started, all of a sudden I had a message the other day. It was like, hey, I heard you were hanging out with what? I'm like, I don't want that in my fucking life.
It's a risk, bro. Especially like when you're dealing with so many people like that, bro. It's a risk, bro. Like, I trust me, I done lived it. I done it. I done seen it.
Right.
It's a risk, though. But I ask you all that to say this, bro. Like, for real, though, like when I tell you, like the married life is like was so good for me and beneficial to me, though, like it really like helped slow my life down a lot and made me realize like what's important. You feel me? Like I was lonely, bro, for real, though, and that's why I used to live just like you saying what you living now. Mm-hmm. You saying doing all that, like that shit ain't healthy, bro. Like that shit like really gets scary, though. Like
yeah,
and then like it just got to a point where like because. Me and my wife, we got engaged in 2021 and we got married 2023. You feel me? So I went through a period of all that. You feel me? Or just living my life, doing what I want to. But it got to a point where it's like, bro, like.
Yeah, Tyreek, I get
I'm sick of that shit.
I get that. This is you the thing. Need, relax for a minute, by the way, because this is where you're wrong. Okay. You, oh shit, I broke a glass. No big deal. I fucking, this is where you're wrong. Sorry. It's the whatever. I was loyal to a T, found a girl that I fell in love with that was amazing. And I had that. Like we had a kid stuff all planned, all that
y'all
shit.
Had kids?
No, we didn't have kids, but there was I can't, I don't want to talk about it because it's a personal thing. But
at the end
of the day, it was I did that. I was disciplined. I went to Boston to check out of this game. To settle down. I didn't want to be in this game anymore. I didn't care. I wanted to do the whole settle down, chill, kids, family. And I unfortunately met somebody who was not, I don't miss often with my judgment. I don't. And I was very wrong. And so I have to go through this phase. This is, it's not time
you,
for,
you got to, you got
it's
go.
Not
okay,
time
I,
for intervention
I gotta
yet.
I
can't.
Respect.
I had too much mental fuck up shit where I have to go out. Because I shut myself down with 3 years, prime years, where I could have been.
So I have a question for you.
Slaying the best fucking shit ever. I mean,
how
listen,
did you find
I know
out?
I'm not the most, what?
How did you find out?
How did I find out? Which time?
I'm saying though, when she cheated on you. Oh, she which time?
Which time, brother? I was very forgiving, but yeah, no,
it's juicy
it was,
stuff here, man.
Oh, you have no idea.
Some good shit.
Oh, dude, you have no idea. It was like,
come
I mean, if you. This is the thing. I always try and like sometimes you want people to talk about things and then you realize that you're in the situation where you don't want to talk about things. So it's kind of whatever. I always say I'm an open book. I mean, yeah, she did some of the nastiest things of all time.
Yeah.
And behind my back. And that's plain and simple. And you don't tell somebody you want to, you don't interrupt somebody's career when they're going so well and doing stuff and put in their head that you want to do a family thing and all that shit when you're fucking running shit behind my back that I don't know about.
Yeah.
And you know, and the thing is this too, how did you find out is like, bro, by the way, like, at the end of the day, I got 12 million people that fucking follow me. Somebody fucks my girl or somebody does. Yeah,
It's gonna get out.
Some guy's gonna run his mouth and start talking. And then, because that was the other part too that drives you crazy and not to be whatever is like, it's the whole mental thing of like damn, who else? And I was like, damn, I just got played. And I'm like, I fucking hate getting played.
How old was she, if you don't mind me asking?
Old enough to not fucking make mistakes. I'll tell you that, mate.
That
20,
was a
28
huge
years
mistake.
Old. 28, 26 to 28. You don't Jesus. Fucking do that shit. You know what's funny? And after you're after forgiving and fucking whatever. But you know what I did? The second I found out she fucking fucked around.
What you did?
I brought in my guy with a laptop. I sat him down. I sat her down. I said, here's the deal. I'm a pretty good guy. I take care of 100% of everything. Flights, hotels, vacations, whatever. That's what I did. Unfortunately, you just fucking did what you did. I'm not paying for 100% of this shit no more. If you want to fucking continue this, you're giving me half of what I fucking spent. That's it. Or there's the door and good luck to you. You don't want me as an enemy. Mm. With no fucking fear. And you know what she did? She wired me half. And I was like, damn, that doesn't happen often. I'm like, wow.
You were surprised. She was like, hold on.
She was the other way. I'm like, this is a mind fuck. I'm like, damn, all right. So then I was like, all right.
I would.
Let's run it back. And so then we ran it back. We had some times and. But it was not. It was constant mistakes that just were too much.
That shit was just in your head, though. That shit hit different, though. I feel like when a woman cheat, that shit hit
well,
different.
Well, not when though. You say, when a woman says to you, hey, I want your kids. I want to have a family with you. And she's so sincere about it and all that. And the opportunity comes up and you pull the plug on the operation. That's a mental fuck. You know what I mean? That's a mental fuck. So that's where I was like fucked up with it.
That's why you got to be toxic.
That's why I gotta go toxic for a month. I'm almost out of it.
You gotta be toxic. See, me and my wife, man, we went through the wire for like, I've been knowing my wife for like 8 years now. I done put her through the wire.
Ups and downs happen, bro.
Ups and downs. I gotta make sure you with me for me.
Exactly.
Not no other bullshit.
You have a beautiful, amazing, amazing, sweet wife. I will say that. I had the opportunity to meet her today. You are a beautiful, sweet man, and I think everybody can get along, and everybody's great, and we're all good.
Don't let that face fool you now.
Because I am actually maybe going to have to be a therapist, and I will be your therapist. Is that the scariest thing ever?
That would be scary.
I love it.
Actually.
So I had a great time sitting down with you, brother.
Appreciate it, man.
Just a quick little step in, check in here in Vegas. You want to talk about business ventures that you're launching?
Yeah,
all that
man,
stuff?
Whatever. Let's do it, bro.
What do you got?
I'm here chilling with you.
Whatever it is. I want to introduce you to Dana. I want to take some of the, what kind of business stuff are you working on real quick behind the scenes? What's your big baby right now outside of football?
So my two big babies are obviously my clothing brand. Last year we hit six figures. This year I'm looking to build onto that a little bit more. And yeah, man, you guys can check that out. It's plastered all over my social media pages.
Yeah, love
that. At Cheetah, but the brand is called Soul Runner. And my second big baby, what I'm really vested into is my football camps. You feel me?
Like, for the kids.
Yeah. Like, I want to, like, so last year, we did this last year, and we taught kids how to become faster, mm-hmm. how to play flag football, and just everything, like the basic rules and, you know, how to be a successful, I wouldn't say football player. I would just say a successful individual, man, because I feel like football taught me a lot of values in life. You feel me? Like, you got that team aspect, but at the same time, it's like hard work, it's passion, it's all of this. And it's, you know, you're going to have your naysayers, the people that don't believe in you, but it's all about, you know, you believing in yourself. You feel me? And I kind of had that story for myself when I came into the league. Like, a lot of people didn't believe I was going to be what I am today. And that's because I worked my tail off. That's every day. I worked my tail off. I drove literally 4 hours every day of the offseason, my rookie year, to go train with Keith Dubb, who the receiver coach for the Baltimore Ravens right now. You can ask him. I drove 4 hours every day, worked my tail off just so I can be who I am today, man. And yeah, man, that's basically what, you know, I teach, you know, young boys and young girls to always believe in themselves, man. And if you aren't passionate about something, then you probably need to question, you know, what you're getting yourself into, man, because
I feel like I get why his team doesn't want me to sit down with him, because we transitioned from talking about that to obviously some very inspirational stuff there. So you have this camp that you run, and is it how many, like, how do kids get into this camp? Is it through the NFL?
Yeah. So we are getting the NFL involved. But all you got to do is, like I say, it's all over my socials, but if you want to get on Instagram, you can check it out. It's the Speed Academy. We kicking off our tour in Europe. We're going to be in Madrid. We're going to be in Milan. We're going back to Frankfurt.
There's not going to be a lot of good athletes out in Frankfurt. You might want to bypass that.
You sure about that, man?
I don't know about these places that you named. I don't know. You got to find where are kids, you think, in the U.S.? Where's the best football pool of talent?
So the best city that we went to last year was either Albany, New York, or Houston, Texas.
Texas got them.
I was surprised by the kids in Texas. And this year we're going to Cali. So I really can't talk about the kids in Cali until we actually, you know, come out here this year. But kids in Houston and Albany, New York, I was surprised. I was like, yo, these kids got it.
So you see, do you know, though, when you're in these camps, like, do you see one kid that's just like, holy fuck, this kid's going to be a Tyreek Hill?
Yeah, for real, though. Like,
and do you pull him aside because you know he's like going to be nasty and you just give him a little pep talk? Is that what you do?
So the way that I design these camps is they're very intimate. So I make sure that the camp numbers, well, the camp capacity isn't over 150 kids.
Exclusive.
So that way I can, you know, be able to talk to every kid. I can interact with every kid. And I can also interact with every parent too, though, because I want those parents to know that when those kids are in our care, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to teach them about football. We're going to teach them how to be young individuals. But we also going to teach them about life too, though, because, you know, I feel like at the high school or outside of, you know, just high school in general,
yeah,
they don't teach you about
here's the deal. If you don't set up the core fundamentals,
right,
your talent doesn't matter, right? Because it can be thrown out the window. We've seen so many people in the history of fucking
sports, bro, and
all that. No matter how tremendous an athlete you are or how talented of a guy you are, you know, as I point my finger with a knife wound here and all that,
you can
throw it away with bad decisions.
You got that right. Believe this or not, in my hometown, I'm the only one that made it out of my hometown, but in my city, there was a kid that was way faster than me.
Where is he?
He just didn't make it out. Just didn't make it out.
I'm going to get him out. I'm going to represent him.
You going to represent him?
Yeah, I'm going to find this kid and represent him.
Nah, he's probably like 32 now.
That's all right. Josh, you know, I brought Josh back in the Chiefs. Did you know that story?
You did.
I was the guy who took Josh. I went through the whole process with him, Gordon. I know he didn't step up, whatever, but he was like, he played for Arena Football League.
By the way, we didn't like Josh on the Chiefs.
Josh, you know,
I was a huge fan when he was at the Browns, though.
I know. Here's the deal. I don't know. My thing was, I asked
him. Good dude, though. Good dude.
Great dude. You know, I think that, like, I don't know. I love Josh Gordon. I really do. I think that at the end of the day, I worked really hard to get him onto you guys, believe it or not, behind the scenes. And Patrick, I think, helped a little bit, too, with all that stuff, which is cool.
Yeah,
And we ended up getting on the Josh and the team. But
shout out to the Flash. That boy, JG.
Josh is a good dude. I fucking really.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Loudmouth, get in here for a minute. You got five minutes?
We're doing a
Hey, listen. I don't need this right now. I hear a voice from a mile away. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, look what the cat dragged in, huh? Look at this. Hop in, Marlon, for a minute.
Yeah, bro. Hop in.
Oh, what do we got here? A little challenge, eh?
Hey, what do we got what's right up, here? Man?
What's up, Zappy? How are you?
I don't want to mention.
No, you're popping in for a minute. Sit down for a minute,
Marlon. I know. I got to make a phone call.
I forgot.
Yeah, you better not sit down because I'm going to talk shit to you.
That is how. By the way,
yeah.
I've never had a quarterback and wide receiver in the same room. Get your ass in here. Do your makeup and get in here.
We've been talking for a fucking hour now, bro.
You ain't fucking. We're going to have a real shindig here for a minute. I love it. Yeah, Marlon pops in. What's he doing? Tell him to get the fuck in here and have some fun.
Yeah, by the way, Marlon can't guard me one-on-one, bro.
See, that's what I know that.
That's what you want. That's what you want.
No, it's not. I don't want anything. This is the thing about me. People, I don't care about clicks. I don't care about views. I just like real banter. And I'll be honest with you, the way he walked out of that room,
yeah,
he's got no shot against you.
Yeah, he know when he see the cheetah, it's like, oh God, here we go.
I have never seen Marlon Humphrey so fucking rattled when he walked in this room.
He was rattled, bro. I think I seen a little rattle.
Has Marlon ever tried to cover you? Has he been like? Because Marlon's a corner, right?
You know what?
He's hurt a lot.
I do want to call Marlon out for this clip. He said, "Hey, pull this clip up right here."
You had plenty of time to do it. Don't worry.
Pull this clip up. Marlon said on a clip that my double moves aren't good because I do my first move. He said something like that, but pull it up. It was on his podcast.
Yeah. Well, guess what? I heard him. You know what's funny about Marlon? He'll run his mouth. He'll talk all this shit. But when push comes to shove, here we are.
Here we are. Right
here we are. We're waiting for you, Humphrey. Get in here. St. Alabama.
Here we go.
You know?
Get Marlon Humphrey
back. Yeah, no. Just be like, hey, no, Marlon, you got to pop in for a minute. Tell him to pop in. Stop being a pussy. So you excited about, are you going to be a Miami Dolphin for life?
Yeah, man. That's the plan. The plan is to stay in Miami forever, man. Like I say, I love Miami, dog. But obviously, you know, time will tell, you know, because.
Did you hear anybody on the line?
His agent.
Like somebody who manages like hotels. Man, why is he even on the phone as a superstar? You think Tyreek Hill's on the phone dealing about his hotels? He's got people doing that already know how to do it. See, the Marlon Humphrey's over here. Wifey handles all your stuff?
Yep.
I do remember. See, this is what I want to talk about too, is I extend this interview a little longer.
What?
Until it's dark out.
Okay, that's fine. We have nothing to do today.
So, hold on. Listen,
I got nails.
Meeting Dana White. That's what you're doing. You're sitting down with Dana. He's a good guy to meet. Your wife runs all your shit.
Yeah.
Really? Why is that? And what do you mean? You guys do get game plan strategies on fucking shit like that?
It's just something that I want to get more into. And then she's obviously in the space with marketing and just business. And it's just more authentic when we're both able to have a conversation with like a CEO or like a business type rep. You feel me?
Yeah.
Instead of like a Joe Blow who's representing me just saying, hey,
suit and coat and shit.
Just show up to this event. Instead, it's like me and
my
wife.
She could be like, we ain't eating tonight until you cut that check. That's the play I would do.
Exactly. So it's like we're handling the deal together and trying to figure out what best fits us instead of somebody else handling it. Mm-hmm. So it's all about being closer to the CEO because I'm almost to the end of my career or whatever. I'm 30 or whatever. And
30 or whatever or 30?
I'm trying to make plans for after I'm done playing. So
because I always say I'm 35. I'm really 36.
You 36?
Yeah, dude, but I'm a godfather. Respect that. Doesn't matter how old I am. Bro. Relax, dude. Just quiet. I don't want to fucking hear from you.
You 36 and your girl was 28?
Marlon Humphrey's a great quarterback.
Hold on. Let's go back to your girlfriend. You 36 and your girlfriend was 28?
Shut up. I can already tell there's something going on here. I don't know.
It's been to happen, bro.
What?
Nothing.
Listen, if I got to be business first and then everything will fall into place. All right, let me do my business. I don't need your fucking
yapping.
There you
go. You don't need my information.
I don't need your fucking yapping over here in my ear, bringing up my fucking relationships all the time. Trying to get me all flustered up in here.
I thought we was close.
We are close, and I do admire that. You've actually been a very close person. I will say this about Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill is one of, because you can read whatever the fuck you want about people. You can read whatever you want. You never really know until you actually meet somebody, and I always speak the truth. Tyreek Hill is one of the most kind-hearted, amazing men I've ever met in my life. One of the greatest guys of all time. You are so blessed to be with this man. at the same time, you are blessed because she's on.
Nah, she's level the prize though. My wife is the real prize.
I love that. For this real, has been, this has been great. You know what's been great about this? First of all, Marlon is a baby.
He's
and I'm like really actually kind of pissed at Marlon because Marlon come over here and hang and everything. That he's gonna fucking he has called me for. Oh, look at my finger. By the way, look at this shit.
What happened to your finger?
Oh, what?
Yeah, bro. You was trying to cook?
No.
Oh, toxic. Somebody was
toxic.
Oh, girl.
Brother, let me just say this. 100% did nothing wrong.
Bro, you gotta be careful, bro.
I didn't. No, it was. I'm kidding. I was cutting fruit. I tried to make the story better. By the way, what I tell everybody in the room, I don't do shit for clickbait. I don't do things for views. My goal is to make any guest that comes in here a better person when they leave the room.
There we go.
And
baby.
I that's always make sure that you think I would ever put anything out there, like we say something or do something or whatnot. And like, you know, Marlon Humphrey being a fucking pussy because he won't sit down. And
Marlon really don't want to come in here right now. No, that's a long call.
Yeah. No, he you know what it
we
is?
We got hamburgers.
Marlon's coming in. Oh, my finger is so bad though. It really is bad. I just got looked at. My doctor's beautiful.
That looks let me see again.
Split right open.
Oh my
God. Split right open. You know what it is? So, I mean, yeah, we're good. We can wrap this up. This is great. I mean,
bro, I really want to talk trash to Marlon.
We are. I mean, we can just pause it until he comes. You can eat your food. Do you want to should she want to sit in or you want to keep it off there?
What?
Your wife, you want to have a therapy session, all of us or no?
You want to sit on?
Yeah, come here for a minute. And then you can tell me after if you want to change your mind. I would never put anything out there if not.
Yeah. Record it, then send it to me.
This is where Menery's the best at what he does, Tyreek. Menery loosens up. Get in there. Look at this one big happy family, huh?
Oh, you want to use one mic?
All right. So listen, I want you to tell me the greatest quality that your husband, Tyreek Hill, possesses.
I'm glad so. Thank you for asking that question.
Yes, I've got it. What is the greatest quality he possesses? Look at how cute this is.
The smile.
I love it.
No, I think him just being a family man. He really loves his family and makes me smile. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm super happy to build a life with him, build a family with him because he's really passionate on that. So
and you guys,
that's the foundation.
You say pass if you don't want to answer. How did you guys meet?
You're asking me? We met in Miami, actually.
Nice.
That's amazing. I think you're a
rookie year.
Rookie year.
Was it love at first sight?
Wow.
Wait, really?
You want to know?
I'm just kidding.
No, I love this. This is so
you want to know how we met for real, though?
Why do I have nobody sitting next to me? All right, go ahead.
You want somebody over there?
Hey, Todd, sit right there.
Todd, I can tell you, I would have passed, but you're a great man.
So, bro, we met at Live Nightclub. My rookie year, I swear to God, honest God, true. Ooh. She was so it was me, my homeboy, and we were just chilling in the club, right? And she walked by, like, you know how the group of girls walk by and they go into the bathroom and they all holding hands?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, she had, like, Key, like, she had, like, her fat friend in the front because the fat friend is, like, the aggressive one. She was, like, the aggressive one.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, yeah. I waited till she walked by and I told my homeboy, I said, damn, bro, you see that girl right there, bro?
I would have took her down for you, by the way. Go ahead.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Team player.
Team player. Watch the end.
But, yeah. They was going to the restroom or whatever. So I told my homeboy, I said, bro, like, you need to grab a number. He's like, nah, bro, I ain't want a number, bro. So I got a number.
You sent your homeboy to go pick her up?
Nah, for him, though. Him, though.
Okay.
Because I was chilling, though. I was chilling. But knowing I wanted her, though.
You're not in love. Oh, really?
Knowing I wanted her. So I got a number, and I gave it to my homeboy. My homeboy chopping it up with her. You know what I'm saying? For like a week. I'm like, bro, like, what happened to that girl? We met at the club. He was like, bro, she ain't even texting me back. I'm like, for real, bro? He was like, bro, she not even answering my texts or phone calls or nothing, bro. She don't even seem like she interested in me because like she had met him, she shook his hand and everything. But when she shook my hand though, it was like, she was looking at me like,
okay.
Oh, you the one. I'm like, I fell in love right there. That was it. That was really it right there. So I tell my homeboy, I was like, bro, send me her number real quick. Let me FaceTime her. So me and her, we started texting after that. You know what I'm saying? Then we started hanging out my rookie year. And then everything else, like, it just, we got engaged in 2020.
2021.
We got engaged in 2021. We had a house in Orlando. The most beautiful thing ever when we got engaged, bro.
How well is it, the best thing was you got engaged? How did you get engaged? When did you ask? How did you ask to marry?
It was July 4th.
It was July 4th in our backyard.
And you're fine.
Because relationships are hard. right?
They are hard, bro.
Relationships are hard.
Because yeah, especially like, being in Florida, Miami, because there's so much happening.
There's so much, there's everything around. It's temptation, there's all this stuff. But at the end of the day, what I was told, you just look in your partner's eye and say, you know what, I got your back, you got my back, constantly remind each other of that. I think that's just the key
thing. I will say this, though, like through everything I've been through, like my wife had my back no matter what, though. You feel me? Like, I done did a lot of crazy things. I done had babies. I done did all that, man. But my wife, like, she been a real solid one, though. Mm-hmm. You feel me? With just everything in my life, whether it's football, whether it's family. You know what I'm saying? I know that I can always call her. You know what I'm saying? And she'll always be that person I can talk to and open up to. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And it's no judgment.
You feel me? She's looking at you, too.
Like, it's like, if I call her and tell her I'm going through something, it's not like, oh, well, you deserve that. Or it's always like, babe, like, you feel me? Like, I need you to look in the mirror sometime. You feel me? Like, it's always like an accountability feeling. And I need that. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, you know,
it's my rock right here, though.
I love that. You know what?
My rock right here, though.
This podcast, Fully Tilted Podcast, brings people together. We fix things. Is we're gonna pretend that we were responsible for mending this relationship.
After all the drama,
hey, they're only clickbait. Like, Bob Mettery fixes Tyreek Hill. I'm joking. No, I will send you a bill though because you're rich, and I'm sending you for this therapy session. It's gonna fucking cost money.
I will say this though. I did run. So her brother played for the Titans.
All right.
I ran her brother over. Yeah.
What do you guys say?
Then play the clip.
Oof, you take your brothers back over this. This is interesting now.
I'm saying, man.
It's the only hill
I'm trying to go over.
Yeah, you got to transition. So your brother's a football player?
He said what?
Your brother's a current football player?
No, he retired 2 years ago.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And where did you run him over?
When he played with the Titans. You know, I was with the Chiefs then. It was an AFC championship game.
So you're used to this life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I've been in the football industry for a minute.
You've been around the game. Personal time is very important, right? Is it hard to get?
I mean, obviously it's off season now, so we're just stuck together like glue.
Now it's fucking fancy vacations, you know. Where's the one place you want Tyreek to take you that you would want to go?
We're going on a trip to Bora Bora after this, so
life must be nice. I'm in a fucking trap house in fucking Vegas.
Yeah,
fucking running pods.
It's time to break in some hotel rooms,
there
baby.
Okay,
I love it. All right, listen. I mean, as much as I want Marlon to come in, I think he's
he bounced.
Yeah, bro, Marlon
really?
You lied.
Nah, Marlon's fine. He just, you know what it is? Marlon's just doesn't. What is he staying here?
Okay.
Is he staying here?
He's coming back.
Oh, he's staying.
I ain't gonna lie, that fool look good as hell over there.
Is he a good cornerback?
Hey, did you let me smash on the first night?
Okay.
Oh, wait, time out. Hold on. No, let's go back to that.
Okay.
Right, I'll tell you this. I did my chick immediately. Oh, you didn't?
No.
Interesting. You know what's amazing?
We were like friends for years before we actually dated.
You guys, but the question is, he asked you a question. I don't mean to be on anybody's side
I
here,
said
but
no.
did he? We did not.
I would never do that the first night.
She made me wait. She made me wait
how,
a minute
how long?
Too, though.
Second date, that's that.
No.
No. Wow. You know what?
I mean, we didn't live in the same city.
I'm actually doubting you now.
Bro, like,
you got no game,
wait.
Brother.
Bro, wait.
You got no game.
If your band's not going to wait for you, then he ain't the one.
Nah, she made me wait a long time, bro.
Don't feed this narrative. Do not feed this narrative.
No,
I mean, there's multiple narratives.
When a girl makes you wait, it is the most frustrating thing that I literally.
Bro,
because
I was so frustrated.
I was
built up frustrated.
You can't.
I think it's all about the vibe, though. It's all about the vibe. Because
but for
if
girls
you
to understand, hold
soon,
on, I'm making a point. I don't mean to cut you off. This is
make a point.
I'm making a point.
It has to be said. It needed to be said.
No, because I'm not going to let you do this to all the girls in the world. Okay, today
I'll make a point.
It's okay for girls to sleep with you on the first night. I think that it's okay because you got to get to the point. You know right away if this chemistry. A man knows this chemistry right away. So like it's going to be whether you wait because in your head want to be like, I don't want to be portrayed as like a hoe or any of that stuff. So I want to wait. It's like an internal thing. If you feel it and you want to fucking do it, just do it. Don't worry about what the world's going to think of you or your friends are going to think of you. Just if you feel in the moment, just feel the moment and go.
Yeah. I mean, I think you definitely, if you feel in the moment, but I think that putting yourself in a position to be respected is really important for a woman on the first date. So you're not obviously going to go to someone's house.
That's wifey material.
And
I know it.
You know,
I know it.
You know, meet up with them, but you're going to go actually during the day. Like you should be at a daytime date. Like you shouldn't be going at nighttime.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know what? Like my life's fast. Or just, like sometimes like my dates happen.
Or doing certain type of things like going to a comedy show or going to dinner or going to.
Here's my point about all that. My point was, okay, you're going to make me wait. Like what if my meat trash? Like you wasted all that time just to find out that I got a 2-inch meat.
Yeah.
Like then that's gonna suck on your part.
That yeah, that's true. Suck, you also have to get some person. Knowledge from this too. You should have probably slept with him the first night.
I don't know about that. I think it's better to wait.
I don't think there would have been. I think any, it's like, better to like between you two if you had actually. You, I think would have fixed.
People the love the chase. Everyone loves the chase.
No, I
you, hey, man, hey,
y'all like man, the chase. Think, if it ain't a chase, you ain't gonna
yeah,
win.
But we're gonna do everything we can to convince you that we don't.
Exactly. And then we got to do our part on.
You got to hold us back.
Yeah.
You got to hold the fucking the boys back.
If you don't enjoy it, then you ain't the one.
Well, I'm happy that all that shit on the internet's bullshit between you two, and I saw those two big smiling faces on here. Super good to see you guys in here. It was an amazing sit down. I had a great time with both of you. And enjoy Las Vegas and the Super Bowl week.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, sir.
And Marlon, I'm very disappointed. I love you guys.
Thank you, man, so much for having us. What?
Man, I had an epic hold on you that did not get called back when you were at KC. Double this, move you ran. Probably don't remember that, but I remember that.
Here you go.
It was a nice pass breakup. Even though I didn't touch the ball, but it was incomplete pass thrown away. But we're not going to talk about the other rest. We're not going to talk about football today, even though we are here at the Super Bowl.
No, we have to.
We're talking about ball. We're going to give the people what they want.
We're going to talk about more than an athlete.
Yeah, I agree. We're going to get to that. But I just say this. One-on-one, have you guys ever faced off?
I'm winning. If we do 10 reps one-on-one at practice, I'm winning all 10 reps, bro. Just like that. I'm the one-on-one king.
Wow.
Because it's deep. It's so much open space. I can do whatever I want to.
Marlon, what makes Tyreek Hill such a hard receiver to guard? And obviously one you haven't been able to in quite some time. And I'm totally siding with Tyreek here because, actually, you know what? This is a tough one.
It's a tough one,
Marlon, any comments?
It's a tough one.
You know, all I see is a loser next to me. And there's a loser right here as well. Yeah. We both lost. We're not at the Super Bowl. Individual stats don't matter. It's about the team, the team, the team.
Wow, that's a great team, attitude, team, Tyreek. He team. Might have you there. Point for Marlon.
That's a good point. That's a good point right there, buddy.
So the who gave you the cheetah? I don't understand. If you're not that fast, why are you nicknamed a cheetah?
See, little night.
That's what I'm trying to. But that's a. I'm just curious. Bro. I'm just curious. Bro. I'm just curious, sir.
My grandma gave me that name.
Your grandma? Oh man, so now. What?
He did talk about his sex life too. He said he's really fast and quick. So maybe
I did say that earlier, but bro. Like,
tell me more about the grandma. I'm actually curious. Like, was it
y'all don't never press? Like, y'all don't never play man to man press, bro.
We talking about the grandma now. We're back.
Yeah, is that a coaching decision not to play man to man?
That's a coach's decision to save they ass.
Wow,
them boys got there be scared out that bit, bro. Press. If you press me and press Waddle, either side gonna be open.
I want
to
hear.
Tua can pick. He can go to the menu and say, okay, I want a Big Mac or I want a double quarter pounder. Which one I want? I'm gonna go with the double quarter pounder.
I'd rather go Big Mac.
Have you guys played each other this year?
Who is the Big Mac?
How many times?
I don't want to talk about this year because this year they kind of beat our ass.
No, hold on. Let's talk about them for a minute. You guys played once this
year. I want to know who's the Big Mac or the quarter pounder. Are you the Big Mac?
No, I'm the quarter pounder, baby. See, Jay, Waddle, he the Big Mac. See, he like everybody's favorite. You feel me? See, me, I'm like the new booty in time. I mean, did I say that? Fuck.
By the way, we're not, you know, like it's the off season. You're allowed to have a little fun.
I think
guys.
You're allowed to.
They can't hold you in a box.
It's 2024. You can say what you want. It's 2024.
I think so.
We did play each other this year. I actually, got hurt like the second series, so I didn't really get to play. But the Ravens did put a pretty nice whooping on the Miami Dolphins.
So let me ask you something, Marlon. We don't want to get inside the film room or whatever you guys do in the NFL. When you guys know you're going in to play a guy like Tyreek Hill, are you guys just constantly strategizing on how to, you know, because he's the threat on the field? That's what I want to know.
You know,
boost my ego.
I'll be honest here.
Feel my head up.
I'll be honest. You know, when word got out that Waddle wasn't going to be there, it did make us feel a little better. I'll be honest here.
Okay.
You know, the Big Mac quarter pounder duo. That's a good McDonald's bag right there.
But are you literally in the room being like, we are scared, Tyreek?
Tyreek Hill is a threat.
He is a deadly threat. And he is going, we need to shut him down. And how do we do that? So what is the fucking strategy?
You come in, you treat it. I would say you treat it like an FBI case.
Ooh, that's
you come in and you go, okay, this is public enemy number one right here. This guy right here. If you got to take care of this guy. He's a serious threat to everyone's livelihood and everything we got going on for us. Then you go to number two. And then depending on the team, you
I'm number two, by the way.
You might not have three, four, five. Sometimes you got.
But was Tyreek Hill always that number one that you guys were most threatened
two.
By?
I'm number two. In our offensive system, I'm number two.
Who's number one?
Waddle.
Well, we didn't really see. Well, I got for my game. We were
both guys can be
public
one.
Enemy.
Bro,
y'all had a freaking track team, though.
Tyreek, you're fucking
Mostert.
One.
I'm not one,
bro. You're fucking one.
Who's 28?
A-Chain.
A-Chain. Them boys fast. That's some speed guys.
That's some speed guys, bro. Then we got Chosen.
Oh, crap. Forgot about him.
Dude, it's so...
Yo, let's talk about Chosen. No, let's talk about y'all. Y'all put up 70 points?
Yeah.
Chosen ran a double move in the fourth quarter up 50?
Bro, like...
That's kind of wild. It was a little rude. Even though we did throw a pass against the Dolphins up a lot, too.
Yeah, y'all threw it to the tight end across the middle, and he caught a touchdown. It was like, oh, this is a M&T Bank Stadium record. No,
by the way, this is too good. I love two of you going up. But Marlon, but now Tyreek Hill is winning this debate and battle, but you guys...
Give me 1 second, though. Because he had a clip on his podcast that I want to say something about.
Oh, gosh, what'd I say?
Oh. And it was about me.
Oh, crap, what'd I say?
E tu. Me, I know. Moi. Yeah, moi is me in French.
Yeah. Continue on, Mr. Hill.
I'm learning French. Oh, no, I'm not.
You said something about my double move route, which I take offense to, bro. I take offense to.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you ran it so fast.
Play the clip, please.
Yes,
play the clip.
Tyler knows it. When to do that. Let's watch it. We don't have to delay.
We don't.
Just keep talking. You're good.
Oh,
we're not pretending. I don't pretend any of the clips.
Pretending watching it right there. But you ran it so fast. This is just it was true. I didn't have time to even get faked out because you ran the first one so fast. By the time I realized you ran it, then you were already running the next one. So then I just reacted to the second move because my reaction was too slow. If anything, it was actually a compliment by their cheetah-like abilities that your grandmother gave you that nickname. So shout out to grandma.
This guy's like the biggest manipulator.
You know what it is?
Right,
you know what
now.
Marlon's
doing?
Right.
I was literally
being scared. I feel Marlon a lot. I love Marlon. Marlon's
so
a great
guy. Marlon's actually the biggest manipulator I've ever won.
Shut the fuck up.
He's actually the one.
I'm so scared.
Listen,
right
by the way,
now,
when you see this shit on the internet, do not believe it. Dana runs his mouth. Here's the deal. At the end of the day, I'm not a manipulator. I'm actually a straight shooter, Marlon. That's the difference. I say things direct and how they are. I mean, sometimes, listen, there's a little... every subject, a little mistake here.
You're a good guy.
Yeah, very good guy. There we go.
Good guy.
That's a good point.
Actually, are you really a good guy?
Marlon, are you fucking kidding me? I am a great guy.
I actually just got off the phone with somebody.
Of course you're going to get shit. As our name gets bigger, you're going to hear shit. Here's
the deal.
Don't believe any opinion until a motherfucker's looking you in the eye and he hasn't done you wrong.
You
can't judge that.
That is how I go. That is how I operate.
Public guy already. Imagine everybody believe fucking this shit on the internet. There was that. Now look at the two are lovebirds. Everything's fake out there.
This guy has a point.
I do. That is how I go. But even though I know you, I'm like,
listen, I've lived a very crazy life. I've lived a dark life. Of course, I've made mistakes. But like right now is the time I look at it and look back at anything. It's like I'm dialed.
You walk every day. You're a new man.
I just come and execute. I want to protect everybody. That's my goal.
I respect that.
I want to fucking protect people. I'm a good, solid partner. I just had a little rough couple of years where I just like, you know, checked out. But I'm a dialed ass motherfucker right now. Like I'm dialed.
You're dialed in.
The reason why we have
the best
receiver in the room, the best.
You were about to say something else, but that's cool. I needed that.
So we're dialed in. So just to let you know.
So you're not a douche.
Good try at taking me down a debate.
No, I was saying.
Bro, he really got deep right there.
Yeah, he did. It might have struck a nerve.
He's struck enough.
But I didn't mean sure. You're a good guy.
Thank you. Let's keep it that.
I was just saying, I got off the phone and.
Is it? Who? This is bullshit.
All
right, well, cool. Who's it from? What's going on?
Nothing's going on.
You might as well bring it on the air. What is it? Tell me.
Nothing.
Just say it, man. Say it with your chest.
She just seemed to think you were kind of a D bag. A douchebag. No. Dude, you think I would...
Some people can misinterpret me because I'm very direct and I like to waste time.
Yo, this is actually good.
But at the end of the day, my partners are always very important to me. So as you guys know, there's a lot of people around and there's a lot of whatever. In the circle, obviously for me, I try and keep small.
Small circle.
And just fucking...
Is it a dot now? As I think Drake said that.
Right? I love how you just try to call me out on my own shit. That doesn't happen in my fucking...
No, being called a douche isn't a bad thing. It's kind of just who you...
All right, so it wasn't any bad.
No.
Oh, please. That's okay. Great. That's
when you went out on your spill.
Was it a chick thing? And when I was going wild in Vegas?
I'm sounding from the outsiders, not a personal. You know
what
I mean?
You're saying general population thinks that.
I don't know that.
Oh, yeah. I think their opinions don't matter to me. Like, I have a mission. I'm just going to execute it.
No actual correlation.
Okay.
But.
Sweet. I love it. You never slept with Summer, right? You were always, you knew her really well.
I don't understand why. No.
I did not. Like, you were around my girl a lot.
I do think Shiki is the one for you, though.
I want to make sure you didn't fuck my girl. That's it.
Y'all are.
It was Marlon that did that to you.
Y'all are both crazy in love.
No. No. Listen, you know what's funny? Let me tell you the truth, Marlon.
No. Should you tell me the truth on the pod?
Not anymore. No. We're not. No, it's a good talk. It's real.
Didn't I not just call you and you were with her?
Yeah, three weeks ago. Dude, it's done. That was it. It's over. Done. I cut ties.
Have you ever met Shiki?
Nah.
Very nice lady.
Yes, I understand that.
You broke up with her?
She has her, bro, she has her moments of being amazing, but obviously she has her moments of weakness. She did some really betrayal shit to me. It just happened. And I don't, you know.
Oh, this is the one that cheated.
This is not.
It's okay. It's all right. You don't talk about it. Sometimes like NFL players loosen up in a room having real conversations. Good talk.
Oh, wow. When you say a weakness, I thought you were just talking about typical shit. I'm about to say everybody had that, bro.
Everybody goes through. You know what? It just distracted my mind too much. I was like, fuck it. And then I'm like, this is not worth it. I love the girl. Of course I love her. Love her like crazy, but not, can't do it. You know, too much. I have too many other goals I need to accomplish and I don't have time to waste.
All right. Let's talk positive. What's love life 10 years from now? What is Bob Minnery?
I'm living in your fucking place in Alabama. What? That area, because you have a beautiful. Marlon has a.
Oh,
fucking,
okay, that bad. That's
Marlon has the pool. Marlon's property is fucking badass in Alabama, bro. Marlon calls me up. He's like, "Yo, clear your head," because I was going through some shit. He's a great friend.
The sober filled weekend.
Yeah,
you don't have many of those.
Yeah, Marlon. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I work hard, play hard. I could slow down in certain areas.
Gotta work hard, play hard.
Work hard, play hard.
Anyways.
Okay, that really wasn't the, let's hear the family aspect.
So, I mean, you know.
You got a little Bob running around or?
Of course, that was our plan. That was like, that's why I was so fucked up over it.
No, not with her.
Yeah.
10 years.
10 years from now. That's
10 years from now.
10 years from now, wife, kids dialed in your fucking place, like an area like that in Alabama, in the middle of nowhere, and fucking tornadoes flying by all around me every morning. I want to be in Tornado Alley.
Oh, we just moved.
This went south. Man, that went south.
No, and I'm serious.
Why do you want tornadoes?
Because I love chasing tornadoes. It's a passion of mine. So I chase tornadoes. It's like a passion.
You
so
want
to
chase them.
I'm on my text all the time.
Where's the best place for tornadoes?
I mean, Dixie Alley, fucking Tornado Alley, fucking right, you know.
Where's Tornado Alley? What state?
Mississippi. I don't know all the.
Oh, freak. Oh.
I mean, no.
The south is really tornadoes.
Yeah. Why would you chase a fucking tornado?
I don't know, dude. I was watching.
How heavy does your car have to be?
This is the thing. You want me to tell this story real quick? The first tornado I chased? It's like 2 minute long story or no?
Yes, please do.
So I'm fucking like obsessed with these things on YouTube. I'm watching for hours, tornadoes. Long story short, call, find the best storm chaser in the world, obviously. And I was like, yo, bro, I want to do this. Fucking, I decided to do it. I land in fucking Kansas City first time, shitting my pants. He has a car he pulls up with. It's like a Subaru. And I'm like, what the fuck is this
Subaru?
Thing? I'm like, what the fuck is this? He's like, ah, this is where we're going in tomorrow. I'm like, what? I'm like, we're going with a fucking tornado with this thing?
Motherfucker ain't got no power.
Bro, it looks like World War III. There's bullet holes everywhere from all the hail and shit. So I'm like, dude, this is real. So like, then we start driving 2 hours. I don't know where the fuck I am. Middle of nowhere. There's nothing.
Wow.
And then we're right in the, like, right fucking there. And then.
You were seeing the tornado?
No, not yet.
Oh.
So we check into the hotel. It's like $32 in the middle of nowhere. It's like one motel. So I'm like, all right, check in. The room is like the shittiest, like Motel 6.
Crazy.
In the middle of nowhere, bro. Like. So I go in my room, and then all of a sudden it sets in. I'm like, fuck.
I'm here.
Was this a good idea?
Well, I'm here now. Let's get it.
I'm about to go inside a fucking tornado. And so I checked in. I couldn't sleep all night, and there was no, like, partying. Like, there was nothing. I was just, there's no mini bar. There's no,
like. You and that dude.
It's just me in my own room. He said, I'll knock on the door at 10 in the morning. I'll wake you up, and then we'll go. So I just don't sleep all night. I start to fall asleep. I hear this thing go by. It's like, so I wake up, like, out of the middle of whatever. And it was what I thought was a tornado, but it was just a car driving by. And that's how quiet it was out there and like eerie. So I wake up the next day and boom, we're on the hunt. Start driving and bro, I was
on the hunt. What are the indicators? Like what, you know, on the hunt.
On the hunt is you drive, bro. You meet in a parking lot with other motherfucking storm chasers. And I don't know what the fuck's going on still. Remember, I just did this impulse and we sit there, they're all debating. They're like, so which storm are we going to go to? I'm like,
it's different ones you can go to?
You storms fire off, right? So it's like a bulk. Think about it. And then you kind of choose which ones with the clouds and shit, I guess. And then you make your move.
So I got to, like, what's the reasoning behind the motherfucker? You trying to get film of that motherfucker?
No,
or something?
Just what's raw, up? Just adrenaline. Like, it's just like, that's, I would never jump out of an airplane, but I'd love to fucking chase a tornado. And it's like something that I've developed.
Ain't nothing raw about that, gang.
Like, bro, when you're in the middle.
Sucked into that bitch.
Bro, I'm driving. We hit it from the back. And we
hit it from the back.
Yeah, it's the first time ever in my life we've hit it from the back.
Missionary guy.
Missionary.
Yeah, learn that.
You're a missionary guy.
I am, yeah. So the tornado's fucking coming. No, or the we drive it, and all of a sudden I'm like this. I'm like tweaking out. I tell him to pull over at the fucking liquor store, okay? I say, hey, listen, guys, don't judge me. I grab a 30-pack of beers and a handle of vodka because I'm like fucking freaking the fuck out, trying to look for an Uber in the middle of nowhere. Drink like 15 beers an hour, shots. I'm like going in this thing fucked up because I'm scared. So then we start to go through it, bro. When I tell you it was like World War III in that car, it was like missiles hitting the car. Fucking front window blows out.
The front,
bro, it's insane, bro. And we're in the middle
of the front window of your car.
We're going 80 miles per hour in the hardest rain and hail you'll ever be.
So how close do you want to get to the tornado?
So we punch through the fucking hail, and there it is. My dream.
Your dream.
I'm gonna say my dream.
My dream.
Boom, we're right by it. I was like, not a lot of motherfuckers say they chased a tornado.
You are a wild guy.
And that was it.
So
wild guy, bro. I'm not finna chase no motherfucking tornado.
Yeah. So how, that's what I'm saying, but how close do you?
He's inside of them. He's in, so normally what they do is you position.
Oh, you're inside of.
There's two ways to do it. In a Subaru, you can't do it the right way. If you want the tornado to hit you directly, what you do is you line the fucking truck up, the Dominator 3, and you clamp it in the ground so you know the tornado's
Dominator
coming.
Dominator 3.
You go and you clamp it. It what spins into the ground, locks in, and that motherfucker just hits you head on if you do all your shit right. You're in the middle. Like, it's like the Mother Nature's asshole.
Oh, wow. This like Dominator 3 evil, looks crazy. Thing.
And that's basically what
that is. Dominator 3.
That's the Dominator 3.
That dude look like you not going to get...
He's cool. If you guys ever want to come down, you can do it, you know?
But I'd want to see it from farther away than what you sound like you get. You sound like you got way too much.
That's because if you only punch with the back, normally you get ahead of it, and then it just kind of goes like this. It moves in one motion. A tornado always moves in one motion. It doesn't move. It'll sometimes take a left hook on you. So if you're going, and say you're chasing a vehicle and it's moving like this...
That's good for you, bro. You learned a lot, saying it sound like...
Yeah, you sound like a little expert.
It was the most checked out of reality thing ever. That, like, it was like therapy.
I'm surprised you did this because you're kind of a...
No, I'm not
jumpy guy.
I am a jumpy guy. And so, like, I just wanted to do it. Alligators, too. That's my other thing.
Did you do that? Have you done that?
No, I've seen alligators, but I've never, like.
I did that in Florida. It's a little workout.
Watch them in their natural habitat. If you could die.
I didn't do it. I did it. I cheated. It was like a gator pond.
If you could die and come back as any animal, what would you come back as?
A falcon.
If I could die and come back as any animal, it might be.
What about you?
I don't know yet.
It might be a gorilla.
Damn, I like that.
I know some people might say, yo,
no, I like that
a
one.
Monkey,
that's
but,
a badass.
You know,
a gorilla,
like a silverback.
I just think it'd be fodder just boom, just punch somebody in their chest and just like.
That's the Alabama spirit.
You punch, like, think about if a gorilla punching
your
chest.
I would come back as an alligator, motherfucker. And you know what we would do? We would go to war. The three of us meet. And it's a falcon.
But you
a
can't,
alligator.
You all waddling to the ground. You can't really be free. You can't stand up.
Bro, I would fuck you up. If I came back to life,
you got a long tail.
Your gorilla came to drink out of my fucking water, I would snap you
up. A human can just jump on an alligator and really wrestle him.
Yeah, gorillas beat alligators.
If I'm saying a land animal, like an animal that walk on feet, I'm saying like a tiger or something, though.
Yeah.
That's lame. Your nickname already cheetah. You got to pick a different animal.
No, yeah, you can't do cheetah.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, come on.
All right.
Hasn't really come to soul.
It might
falcon
be
was good. Your
it would be kind
good.
Of fine to be a horse.
But the problem is, as a falcon.
But I don't want nobody riding me.
As a falcon, though, you're not getting into much like warfare. Like, that's a different species. Like, you don't fuck with
us. Nah, one of them falcons be coming down.
Bruh, yeah, but it's not going to fuck with an alligator or gorilla. Yeah, it's going to like, poke it on his back. It ain't going to matter. A falcon on a fucking alligator or gorilla, bro? I'm talking like he's in a different kingdom. So who do the falcons, what's a falcon's role?
On me, just to scout the perimeter and scoop whatever they see, like fucking deer. Or is that a hawk that use their little...
I don't know what it is, but I know what you're talking about. They can pick up real
they can
big
pick
animals.
Up some real...
Big animals.
They ain't picking up an alligator. You might want to come back as a different animal if you want to fucking roll with us.
Wait, so what did you say you were?
I'm a crocodile, you're a gorilla, bro.
I don't like gator, though.
He ain't getting involved. He's just flying up top scoping for some reason.
It'll be...
He ain't coming down to the jungle. Are you religious at all or no?
Yeah. I told you, bro, I go to church. We go to church.
So you believe when you die, you go like straight to heaven or something or hell?
Mm-hmm. You don't believe that?
I don't know yet. I'm 50-50 on it.
Okay. What's the other 50? What's the other side?
I don't know. I don't even
just dying is over.
Yeah, it's just like
dying is over.
It's like time's up. I don't know. Maybe you go like whatever. I mean, it's not going to happen, but you know, I think that's probably, hopefully you go to heaven.
I want to go.
That was 5 minutes, right?
Great talks, guys.
Hey, good talks, man. Hey, man, here at Monkey Tilt, man. I love you guys, man, so much, man. Tune in next week. We're giving away $1 million. Be here or be square.
First of all, Spirits Capital.
Yeah.
That's the company.
Yes. SpiritsCapital.com or SpiritsCap.com?
SpiritsCap.com is the website.
SpiritsCap.com, where you get all your information. We're going to do a deep dive here. Okay, so what is Spirits Cap, Spirits Capital?
It's real simple. What we've done is we've taken the asset class of whiskey and we're putting it out there so that everyone can invest into it.
Okay. And so you guys have been around for how long?
We started the company about close to 5 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. And so you guys are offering, you guys are raising funding, obviously, right? Correct?
Yes,
we are. A very high number.
Yeah, so we're raising $35 million at $1.75 a share.
But you're also allowing the same kind of thing we did in the FCFL. So in the FCFL, what we did was we kind of did a crowdfunding where people can kind of go on and invest their own dollars into, like they did with us with the FCFL. Their own dollars for X amount of whatever they put out.
We're doing it under what's called Regulation A+, which is just like a little bit higher level than just crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
But it allows anyone who's over the age of 18 years old can participate for a minimum of $500.
All right, so I'm a kid that's fucking 21 years old, and I'm like, you know what? I got fucking $3,000 in my bank account. I'm going to put $500 behind this fucking company after seeing this fucking thing. Why should that kid who has $3,000 in bank account put the $500 up into fucking investing in you guys?
Well, I could sit here and give you the friggin' Wall Street bullshit answer, shareholder value. And look, we're changing an industry. We're changing the whiskey industry. Okay. And that kid may not be old enough to drink whiskey yet.
Mm-hmm.
But
you can invest in whiskey. Are you actually legally allowed to invest in whiskey if you're not 21 years old?
You are. Listen, the SEC qualified us. As long as you're 18 years old, doing.
So they're getting equity in this company? Is that what it is?
They're getting equity. Okay. Common stock.
But then they would be considered, wouldn't they be considered owners of the company? If you're under 20?
They are. They will absolutely be an owner of the company. They will be shareholder in the company.
Okay. And so I fucking put up my $500. When can I expect my fucking money back is the question if this thing does well.
Well, you know what? That's the best question. I think the best answer is we are going forward with everything that we've done in our history, everything that we're doing right now is in order for us to become a publicly listed company on a major stock exchange. We have created a dynamic pricing structure. We use AI. Millions of data points go into that. And we've been working on this for close to 5 years now.
Right.
And we are putting a real price on what the whiskey or bourbon is worth. We've created a global digital marketplace.
So you got to look in that fucking camera. Before. You got to look in that fucking camera, Todd. You got to convince my fucking guys on why they should fucking invest in the man right fucking now. Why should they fucking do it? And I know you're a stand-up guy, and I know you're a killer, but you got to fucking talk to them. I'm out.
Whiskey's a couple of $100 billion a year industry. We're changing it right now. That's why you want to be a part of what we're doing.
Are you guys going to expand any other stuff? So are you going to just keep this eventually just whiskey, or are you going to go to other alcohol?
Yeah, we're definitely going to other stuff. We're definitely going to go to tequila. We're definitely going to go to rum.
Why start with whiskey?
Well, because whiskey's America's spirit.
Mm-hmm. So when are you guys, when you get this, when's the next phase that's going to be like exciting to watch?
As soon as we're finished up with this Reg A, we raised the $35 million. We're going to file to list on a major exchange, probably the New York Stock Exchange. That's going to be crazy exciting. The value of the shares should be quite a bit more. What we're doing in launching DBFEX, is Distilled Barrels Financial Exchange. It's just changing the industry.
What's the most somebody can go on to the website now and not donate? Sorry, that's a bad word.
Donate? Definitely not. don't say donate.
That's a horrible word. Sorry. I'm used to my world. To invest, what's the most they can type in?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I got some Saudi princes and shit to follow. Maybe
35 million dollars.
Type that in.
If they can wire it, yes, they could.
So if you could name, who's like your industry twin? You know, like name a company in a different industry that's kind of like yours. If you had to say,
Uber.
Okay.
When was the last time you took a taxi versus just calling an Uber?
I'll tell you the God's honest truth. I just took three taxis. I'm not fucking with you. Actually, it's so funny. I did just take three taxis. If you want my honest answer, if you want me to just be like, Lottie, I'll be like, oh, never. I took three taxis recently. But yes, Uber, I only go to Uber 98% of the time. I'd say that I need transportation.
They changed an industry.
So, I mean, this is a great talk here. So you go to spiritscap.com.
Spiritscap.com.
Okay. And
you can see everything about our company. You can click invest now, and you know that'll get you through the.
I'm actually going to go on the site, and I'm gonna invest. I'm gonna put one penny in.
One penny?
Yeah, from Catch. On behalf of me and Catch, we're gonna go put a penny.
It is a minimum of 500, so I don't think the one penny is gonna work.
Well, the 500 actually you got to prove. So I'll start it off with $500. I'm in.